Blog Talk Radio.
Whew, talk about cutting it close. hi, everybody. Oh, it's been a crazy, crazy night, but that's A-okay. We're on the air on time. Danae, thank you. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Okay. I was getting worried, but I'm glad everything's okay.
Yep, everything's groovy. I just had a little bit of an issue that would need to be actually a little big issue that needs to be taken care of. But everything is all set and 100% groovy as of now. Okay, so welcome to the Sludge Pit. This is the Crater-like Monster viewing and commentary redo part 2 of 1 or something like that. So welcome to the show, everybody. Wow, that was
welcome.
That was absolutely like to the second time. So, how are you doing tonight, Danae?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing very good. I'm looking forward to our little monster movies this evening because, it's a fun flick. I've watched it many times. Now, the reason why we're doing the Crater Lake Monster tonight is because it was last week or the week before? Oh, anyway, the crew from, it was actually last weekend. The drive-in Super Monsterama was canceled due to the pandemic that's going on because of health restrictions. We can't allow anybody more than, you know the drill. So the crew from the drive-in Super Monsterama got together and said, hey, let's do this thing on Facebook. So they put on Friday night and Saturday night worth of awesome movies and, comic and commentary shows and everything. And one of the movies that I wasn't able to watch because I had to work then early the next morning was The Crater-like Monster. Now, it's a fun flick, everybody. I mean, it's one of those movies that it's got that 70s charm. A couple of scenes you just go kind of like, what? That have nothing to do with nothing. A really, really cool stop-motion animation plesiosaur and all sorts of redneck goodness. So because we actually linked up and got the system running about 1 second before the show went on air, we're going to be working. The version that we're watching is on YouTube. I'm not suggesting, watching the free version, but there is a free version on YouTube, but there's also a version on YouTube that you can rent. This movie's also on DVD and the Horrible Horrors box set. I don't remember exactly what the other movie is on that disc. And it was also issued on Blu-ray way back when for $7.50. With Galaxina. It was a double feature. I haven't watched Galaxina yet, but
I haven't seen that one.
I've heard that it's really bad, but bad in an enjoyable way. And I think that the star of the movie who played Galaxina, I think she was a Playboy model, and she was unfortunately murdered by her boyfriend, which is a real bummer. Yes, Dorothy Stratton. So we're actually going to keep things on a positive momentum here. I have the Crater-like Monster queued up to it looks like a globe with a crown on top. So that's about,
that's what I've got, and it's the future zone in the left-hand corner.
Groovy, we are in the right spot. All right. I have been looking forward to this all day long.
Me too.
Just so everybody knows, I've been looking for this actually since last week, since the system dumped and everything went on us. But just so everybody knows, I may have to step out here just in case I have any calls because I am an on-call technician for this week. So if I get a major disaster call, I have to go. But I'll try my best to be back. If that happens, it may not. Everything may stay smooth. So, all right. So, everybody ready for the Crater Lake Monster from 1977? And yes, there are bell bottoms. Oh, and plaid. And and polyester and all that. You know, I really have to admit, there's some movies that are made in the 70s that just have like a fun charm to them. And you just, they're just enjoyable. Like I watched Criminally Insane this past weekend. Actually, it was Criminally Insane, then it was supposed to be Crater Lake Monster. I had to bow out for Crater Lake. Well, I probably have the movies out of order, but Criminally Insane was fun. I wasn't expecting it to be because the subtitle, another name of the movie is Crazy Fat Ethel. I'm like, eee! But it wasn't that bad. Have you seen it, Danae?
I haven't seen it. I've heard about it. And, you know, I haven't seen it, but I think I understand Ethel. I mean, no one comes between me and my food. You know, fair warning, folks. Don't block the way to my fridge.
Yeah, I get awfully hangry myself, so, yeah. All right. Well, let's get this puppy rolling. It's about an hour and 23 minutes. We have almost an hour 55 left on our timing. Okay, so yeah, let's rock and roll it. So we'll have Danae do the countdown to push play.
One, two, three, four, five, go.
Okay, what lovely titles we have here. Crown International Pictures.
Oh, this is going to answer a lot of questions. Crown International Pictures. I was watching Cecil's Good Bad Books episode of this, and also Trip a Teacher and My Tutor. Crown International was really bad about rooking their filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
They would lie and say that the movie didn't make anything so they wouldn't have to pay them.
Yeah, that really sucks. I mean, they did make a lot of driving fare, like those movies that you mentioned, and this one too. I mean, this movie right here made an absolute killing when it first came out. Because at the time, it was in the 70s, so the whole Harryhausen stop-motion animation thing was still in people's minds more than it is now. And they're like, oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Is that pipe even lit?
I'm not really sure. There's a lot of day for night shots in this, so they use filters.
Yeah, one of the things that Cecil said is that the director was, I think it was in the commentary on the DVD. They turned it over to this editor who didn't know what he was doing, and then there was no freaking post, which is why you'll see people in broad daylight go, oh, look at all the stars.
Yep. And then you go from, like, medium dark to dark dark, like this scene.
Yeah. Oh, the theremin score.
I like theremin when it's used the right way, but if it's used too much and not the right way, it's like, oh, enough already.
Spooky cave. Now, I will tell you one thing. Fair warning. This isn't bad right now, but anytime we watch anything with caves that are really tight, I'm going to freak out because I am claustrophobic.
Luckily, this cave scene doesn't last very long.
Well, this one is not too bad. Now, The Descent, I did not do well. Have you seen The Descent?
I did.
I did not do well during that one.
Gotcha. It's a plesiosaur. I'll tell you, the cavemen who lived there were really good artists. I wonder if they took
classes.
Was that mammoth hair brushes you used?
I thought it was crayons. cheap, very, very bad flame.
Yep. Oh, he's got the 70s porn stash. There you go. Chick-a-bow-wow.
I wonder why are they running?
Because the mine goes underneath the lake a little bit, and when the meteorite hits, being the flood, and cave in.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear what they were saying. The sound
now,
quality
kind of reminds
on this
me of,
is not very good.
It's not the best, right? Reminds me of a Scooby-Doo episode, Miner 49er.
I'm tempted to put the captions on. And we are driving on the scenic desert.
Well, as long as it's not like we're driving from Manos, the Hands of Fate, I think we're okay.
I still haven't watched that one. I have been told that if I'm going to watch it, though, to watch the Mystery Science Theater version, because if I try to watch it on my own, which I have done, and I didn't make it.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. It's one of my favorite movies. Just because of how, well, I don't want to insult anybody, but it's so terrible and so batshit crazy and LSD-like that you just got to go, okay. And here's the comedy relief.
No, we weren't just looking at your butt. No, we aren't trying to look down your shirt. Oh, on Cecil's episode, he commented on the very nice skullet that one guy had. And I was like, skullet? That's good. I'll have to use it. My Lord, how long are you hoping to stay awake?
I am the law.
I am the law.
God, I remember going to restaurants like this with that exact same tablecloth, the exact same, you know, curtains, same setup. God, the 80s were so awesome because it just kind of flowed. Because the 70s mm-hmm. are still flowing.
Do you mind if we pause this? Because I want to put the captions on.
Do you think we should pause it?
Uh-huh.
Did you say pause it?
Yeah, so that we'll still be in sync.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to count to three and then pause.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay.
Captions. English.
We're on a pause, everybody.
Okay, I'm paused.
Okay, I'm paused. Bye, waitress lady. Oh, wait. She's still there.
Oh, steady there. What do you have in those packs? Go than
helium. Yeah, this movie does have a lot of beautiful scenery.
Yeah, where was it filmed?
I'm not really sure, actually. I gotta check on that.
Watch out, you're gonna hit the dock.
Crunch.
Was it just me, or did it look like he was gonna back into the dock?
It does. I actually think they did.
Oh, I'm so chilling in my shades and my porn stash. Yeah, we could put. If we could put a sound bite from Orgasmo. That is a movie
found the budget
we should do. You found what?
Yeah, we should. I found the budget. The budget of the movie was $100,000. Okay. It made $3 million. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Now, Cecil didn't say anything in his episode about this particular movie, but I wouldn't be surprised if Crown screwed everybody involved out of it. They did that with My Tutor. My Tutor
uh-huh.
made way more than it did.
Yeah.
But Crown
told
them that they
just came up.
Huh?
That just came up in my research I was doing here. It says Crown International was part of the financing that just screwed up everything. They pulled their support for some key scenes, added canned score that really sucked, and turned over to some hack to edit. The asshole didn't even use a fader dissolving the whole freaking movie. That's on the Wikipedia.
Another fun one to do would be Up from the Depths.
Yes. That one, I'm kind of hard to find at the moment. The Blu-rays are kind of expensive, but I'll figure something out.
It was on Amazon, but it's not there anymore.
Yeah, it went out of circulation because I think it went out. I think Shout Factory stopped publishing it.
So does he actually smoke the thing, or does he just chew on it? Because there's no smoke coming out of it.
He mostly chews on it.
Trust me, my uncle smoked a pipe. He would not be putting his thumb over the bowl if he was smoking it.
Okay, I have an answer. Filming locations here. Palomar Mountain, California, and Huntington Lake, California.
Oh, no wonder it's so pretty.
Yeah. All of a sudden, the boat sinks. Why? We don't know. Just because it would be cool. Is J.J. Abrams on this one? Because that's definitely a lens flare.
Mm-hmm. there's someone's fish tank.
Yes. All right, who keeps dropping marbles in the fish tank?
That's what Cecil said in his episode. Hey, I'm stealing his jokes, but I'm giving him credit. So it's not really stealing, then, is it?
It's borrowing. No, it's all good. We go from day to slightly night.
Yeah, we were watching the Fighter Light Monster. It looks like the fog.
It does. You know, I would love to watch the fog for and do a commentary on that.
No one will be seated for the thrilling unpacking the backpack scene.
Oh, yeah. I love how dramatic the music is and the guy's just copping a squat. Oh, wait. Say hello to my big friend. Oh, it's false alarm.
It's the great water shadow monster.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I mean, wouldn't you hear...
It's being stopped by the cameraman. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Wouldn't you, like, hear something that large coming after you? Especially if it doesn't have legs.
No.
It's moving really fast. Hello. I fell over.
He just wanted a hug.
I'm still trying to figure out what the equipment is. This guy is recording everything in the woods. Oh, there you go.
He's recording bird chirps. I guess he's one of those bird watchers.
Focus.
Oh, my God. Look, it's one of my bath toys. Where'd they get that?
They got a little bass toy. New series from Bandai Vinyl.
The subtitles. The caption said, "This is Sheriff Always Handsome."
Nice.
I swear the captions on these are funny, even when the movie's in English.
Because sometimes
actually,
the YouTube...
He's not that bad looking. He's just so 70s.
Yeah. Now, sometimes the closed captions are actually automatically made by the YouTube system. So sometimes if somebody mumbles on screen, they'll just like, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
I just love that. Sheriff Always Handsome.
Well, yes. Yes, he is.
I guess the cows came home. Oh,
no.
Not
adorable.
The cows. Not the cows.
You don't see anything. You don't see anything. Well, actually, there is a dead cow later, but... You don't see, well, I don't remember at the moment.
I want steak now. Okay, now that's right. Sheriff's Office, Hanson. His name is Hanson, not Always Handsome.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, we could make it a mystery. An MSTK3 episode out of the captions alone.
I know. That's a hungry dinosaur.
Well, you know, if you don't invite him to your barbecues, he'll help himself.
Ooh.
He's tired of his bull.
And that's no bull.
Meanwhile, discount Henry Fonda.
Looks around grumpily.
I don't know why I'm going fishing. I hate fishing.
I don't even know what fishing is.
Muster. Oh, Mitch and Ernie.
Are they Bert and Ernie?
Oh, they're Mitch and Ernie. Bert and Ernie were a lot smarter.
This is true. Okay, who put the dry ice in the lake? Gotta stop doing that. You're gonna make the, give the fish a cold.
Toy boat.
Nice.
Oh, his name's Arnie. I thought it was Ernie. You know what? If my supposed friend called me stupid and dummy, I think I'd get a new friend. Watch out. It's the fog.
No, it's on the lake.
The pirate zombies are coming. The pirate zombies are coming.
Okay, so we're on the lake. We're fishing. So we've got, if you go by the Sci-Fi Channel standards, we either have piranhas, sharks, dinosaurs, mutants, aliens, or leeches, or another sort of critter. Yeah. And what do we call that combo? Stinky. Stinky.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hey, how's it going?
Did you see that? Did you notice that? He started to jump out before the boat moved.
I know. Hello.
I see you.
He just kind of gives
up. Hold this thing still so I can cram myself down its mouth.
Bum, bum, bum.
He died as he lived, angrily.
I thought you were going to say moist.
I don't even know about his personal life.
Well, he's in the lake, and he was kind of moist.
I think $20 is cheap nowadays. It'd probably cost more to rent a boat.
Yeah. I remember one time, this was back in the 90s, me and my friends were going to rent a rowboat down the lake here. The guy wanted $50 for a rowboat. And we're like,
wow.
Nope, sorry, dude. We don't have $50 between the five of us.
What's that bobbing in and out of the water?
That's a Bowie.
What is that? Oh.
That's a Bowie. It's David Bowie.
Come back next week, folks. He levitates. Tip your weight staff.
I haven't tried that levitation yet. So
no,
I have to get that right by next
week.
Wait
a minute. Why is there blood in the boat? He got eaten in the water.
Because I think the plesiosaurus got a drooling problem. It's kind of eats and drools.
More like a spewing because he ate in the water.
Mm-hmm. You are correct, my dear. That's one of the things that made me go, okay.
Do, 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 do. Oh, we just got a comment from the peanut gallery. Did you hear
her?
Did you hear her?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Tootsie.
No.
She goes, well, huh?
Yeah, I got Spooky in here with me. He's napping. He's actually been napping for like the last 2 hours.
Aw.
Yeah, my little buddy Spooky. He took a boy.
Are you going to join us? Nah,
yeah, I'm here.
Your mind.
Oh. I wonder what the MF on his
taste in movies.
I wonder what the MF on his hat there stands for. Mother Fluffer. Mighty Funky. Mighty.
Yes, this is Blake.
You know,
instead of Sheriff, Bob said Chef.
I can see a bit of irony in advertising there. Because the Mercury, the thing that's on his hat, is actually a name of a brand of boat motors.
Really?
Ah, yes. They made small portable motors for smaller boats like these. And then in the 80s, they started getting like bigger speedboat motors.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Sooner or later, he'll float up. He'll float up. No big deal.
They all float over here. Oh.
What?
I'm pretty familiar with this movie, and watching this guy's reaction to seeing the plesiosaur, it's hysterical to me. But I don't know how I would react if I ever came face to face with a plesiosaur. That's the thing.
Discount Sonny Bono. I don't think I'd want to do a sword act if he was sober.
No, I wouldn't either. They're kind of pointy and painful.
Yeah. Okay. I collect swords and knives, but that doesn't mean I necessarily want them used on me. Oh, not those two again. Okay,
well,
is his name Sonny or Army?
What?
Oh, it's Arnie. Okay. Here we go. Oh my gosh. Tackle. They're missing the K.
They are the comedy relief in this whole thing.
Her idiots. Yeah, Cecil in his episode on it said he could have done without those two.
Now, they are kind of fun in this flick. I got to admit, but I'm a glutton for bad movies. Dude, look at this guy's hair. It's like a helmet. Not the older gentleman. So, yep, that is 100% a hair helmet.
Yep, we went a little too crazy on the Grecian formula.
Yep. And all of a sudden, it burps and swings away.
Even the crickets are bored.
Are you bored?
No, I said even the crickets are bored.
Okay.
The crickets on the movie...
Yes.
No, I'm not bored at all.
Great. Oh, yeah. We're definitely in redneck country. They're going to a hoedown. Yeah, my grandfather used to have a boat like that.
See, they can't even afford to fix the motors. Oh, wait, no, that one does have a motor, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No? Oh, I thought he said he didn't have any motors. That's
because none of them were fixed. Yes. There's a lot of inconsistencies in this movie. And then they're eaten by the monster. Ow.
We could only be so lucky.
So lucky.
He looks like a pig.
Yeah, he do.
All we need is the fur coat. She's a bit overdressed to be one of his hookers.
Well, it really isn't explaining what this guy is.
Well, I figured from talking about the sword act that they were some kind of circus performers or magicians, maybe. I don't know. Like he's a magician and she's his assistant.
Right, or maybe, you know, like he's her manager or something.
No, because she said, I'm not going to do the sword act with you if you're drunk.
Right. Hold on one second. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Whoa, back away from the camera.
Yeah.
Woo! Sewed him.
And the fly in his head.
That music.
It's okay, guys. Deep breath. Read your lines.
Oh, if you could just do it and get on with it. The tension, the sexual tension is driving me nuts. And this week on WWE, it's Idiot Mania.
I thought you were going to say this week on WD-40. This week on WD-40, the comic relief wrestles. Hey, Sheriff. He's just sitting back and watching. That was quite the dive there.
I thought this was called the Crater Lake Monster and not the Stupid Adventures of Mitch and Arnie.
Well, the sheriff just like these two.
Well, the sheriff's getting a kick out of it.
That's one way to not get ahead in life.
I've never seen a guy get upset over a little head.
Nice. It's amazing how a station wagon can come for a car. Yes, you do. Okay, you didn't have to yell at us.
Yes, Daddy.
These two goobers, jeez.
They do. They look like two boys that have been caught by their dad doing something they're not supposed to do.
Yeah, really. OP day, then. I would love to shoot somebody's breakfast at them with a cannon. That would be so much fun. Wait, you want eggs and bacon there, Sven? Okay. Ka-boom! There you go. Catch it. There you go. Nice catch, Sven.
Meanwhile, discount David Arquette. Gee, I can't see the moonlight because of that bright sun obscuring it.
Yep.
Again, the sun is obscuring those stars.
Two star-struck lovers.
Dinosaur blocked.
Yeah, that's a new bass type we call a pain in the bass.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, if the boat starts a rocking, don't come a knocking. Boom, 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 boom. It almost sounds like a cop show.
Yeah. Rescue, come down. Rescue 911, a plesiosaur versus a yuppie, and a beautiful young lady in a small boat.
Boom, ba, ba, boom, boom, ba, 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 boom, boom.
Sandy Beach or Sandy Dungan? Sandy Beach.
What did he hit? What did he hit his head on?
The steering wheel. Supposedly. I would have thought that hair helmet of his would have protected him a little bit.
For 5 minutes. It's the sound of silence. Acting.
Nice.
Oh, Robert.
Ooh. Hey, kids, how's it going? I'm your neighborhood lizard. Just here to nibble on you just a little bit.
Here, lizard, lizard, lizard.
I love that sit down and just scream like that. It's like,
I know. What? Shut up!
Lady, I'm out of here. See ya.
It could have gone around the boat and got to them. He had an easy dinner. He must not have been that hungry.
Yeah. Look at all those 70 streets that are no longer around.
My word. Housekeeper hasn't visited in a while.
And this is a direct subplot that goes, like, what? It wasn't even needed, but we'll roll with it. I love how the windows on the other side of the room are completely filled with sunlight, and yet where he walks out the door, it's dark. Tonka, if you're in a silly movie. Actually,
no one will be cheated during the suspenseful driving scene.
To the liquor store. Yay!
Can I help you, sir?
Sort of, maybe, kind of.
Did you notice the clerk has a Don Henley fro?
Nice.
Or when he used to have a fro.
Yeah.
Oh, You know, I like my booze just as much as anyone, but it's really not worth killing before.
No, it's not. Scientific fuzzy filter. Because it's a scientific fuzzy filter. No, I'm saying something big and scary with teeth got them. Oh, wait. Those are big and scary at teeth. You know, my father used to have a sweater just like this professor guy.
Hey, what?
My father used to have a sweater just like this professor guy. It looked exactly like it. Same texture.
Really?
Yeah.
So what? His examination rooms in his home?
Well, he's a doctor, so, and I think he was examining the head. Yeah, there's not much room needed to examine a head.
My mind is going everywhere now. He's examining the head.
Hey, there, Spooky. How you doing, honey? You okay, hon? He just woke up from his nap and kind of wandered over going, I don't know what's going on, but I need loves.
Oh, he sounds perfect.
Yeah. You're a good boy, Spooky. Okay. All right, here we go. I got you. So I just picked up Spooky, and he's snuggled right up, and he's so happy right now. We haven't snuggled all day long.
Well, he loves his daddy.
Yes, he do. And I love my baby.
Where's Tinker?
Tinker, she is currently asleep in front of the window in the kitchen. She has her own little chair over there. And it got up to like 72 today, so we had all the windows open. And she loves it when we have the windows open.
72, it got up to 96 today.
Well, we've been having crap weather right along. And, well, it's supposed to freeze tonight, like get to like 28 degrees.
In May?
Yeah, that's what happens out here.
Ah. Meanwhile, sometimes we're running around in shorts and tank tops and having cookouts on Christmas.
Yeah, that's so nice. Now, actually, I went out for a walk today, like the longest walk I've been on in a very long time, with a lot of hills and stuff, and made it through no problem.
Cool.
Because it was a beautiful day. Oh, Spooky, you're drooling all over me, honey. That's okay. Yeah, it's okay. I don't mind kitty drool. They're both in shock. There we go. Spooky up on my shoulder. Good boy. Yeah, Spooky is like a parrot. Literally, this little bubby will hop up on my shoulders and just chill out right there. And it kind of reminds, you ever see those pictures of, like, the big cats, like leopards and stuff, up in trees with their prey, and they're just kind of lounging on the tree with their paws hanging out? That's what he does on my shoulder.
Yeah, but okay, there was a total lack of communication between us the last time we spoke with him. That's what I thought. So I'm going to send one more spam.
could have said, Sheriff, we've already got someone out there, and then this could have been avoided.
Right.
But then again, we would have missed that lovely scene where the couple is fawning over the non-existent stars.
Yep. I don't understand, like, the carnival-esque fun time music when you've got two guys just sitting in the backyard getting toasted.
I know. And did you hear the dogs barking in rhythm like it was on the soundtrack, like it was actually on the song?
Yes, I did. Hey, look, kitty. Two kitties.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
I hope they, and there's the dog. I hope they don't get eaten.
No.
And the
no,
cat, that is.
Nope, they're only in the scene.
I think they need to invest in couples counseling.
They could.
That looks like a moonshine jug.
My turn. Glug, glug.
I might as well.
That tastes good.
Have you ever had moonshine?
No. Actually, I haven't.
I've heard it's pretty strong. Oh, there's another dog.
Oh, yeah. So we've got oh, he's a boo-boo. He's a boo-boo-boo.
Oh, he looks like Spooky. They look like
yes.
Spooky.
Yeah. Fall down, boo-boo.
Oh, how
yeah,
sweet. They made up.
Yeah, they do use these guys way too much in this movie, but
mm-hmm.
You know, what do they have to work with?
They're supposed to be comic relief, but they're not really.
They're just really funny. Right. I mean, they're just trying to, just two guys trying to get drunk and survive.
Oh, that music.
I know. It's like 1950s domestic housewife music.
You know what it reminds me of? The background music in those nature documentaries we used to watch in school.
Yeah, the ones from the 50s and 60s, right?
Yeah, that were put out by Disney.
Yes, and they were on the big 16mm projectors. Oh, I used to love those.
And here's the red-tailed fox in his natural habitat. Here's two drunken idiots in their natural habitat.
Nice.
As we observe the mating ritual of the idiotus asaurus, We would all rejoice.
Yay. It is a monster.
Some kind of monster.
Now, that's a Scooby-Doo sound effect.
That sounds like jungle sounds.
Sounds like Scooby-Doo.
Ruh-roh.
Hi, my name is Woody. I'm just a piece of background material.
What is that? The subtitles just said applause, but there's no applause.
That's weird.
Yeah, music. Mm-hmm.
Nice car, though. Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
He pays for his coffee, but doesn't pay for his alcohol.
Really?
And then the hee-haw music starts. I wonder why.
Oh.
We have a shootout, and now we have a, well, medium speed chase. Don't hit the gas pump. I don't know. I just find it kind of funny that he's in the station.
The sound in the subtitle say applause.
I just find it funny that they're using a station wagon for a police car.
That's how we do things out in the sticks.
Yeah. 1970s monster movie, what are you expecting?
And he's just so calm.
Oh, yeah. And we randomly went from highway to, like, off-road.
He's so expressionless. I'm out of booze. Gotta go get some. I just shot somebody. I got the cops chasing me. You know, that siren is starting to get annoying.
I was just thinking the same thing. This randomly drove the car off the cliff. A random cliff that I would have never seen in this movie before until now.
Really?
Yep.
So much for that nice car.
Yep.
Now we have the knockoff Jaws music.
Ditto. The guy is just off screen. How did you miss? Now we just went from a dinosaur movie to a Friday the 13th movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or Cabin in the Woods or something. Jason Voorhees pops out and looks around and goes, I don't know what I'm doing here, and goes back in the cabin.
I stumbled into the wrong movie. Wait a minute. My movie hasn't even been made yet. What am I doing here?
That's right.
No one will be seated during the suspenseful running scene.
We be running, Yama. Now, okay, I mean, biologically speaking, there would be blood on the other side of the gentleman's knee in real life, but of course we're in movies. Because a caliber pistol like that, we'll go, well, dinosaur. I think this is the maximum amount of emotion that dude has shown in this whole flick.
Really? Now, well, he got shot in the knee, so at least he has an excuse for not moving out of the way. That other couple were just sitting there. Now, that makes sense for their blood to be there. Because not only was he bleeding from the knee, but that's where the monster ate him.
See, kids, this is why you don't get eaten by monsters. Because, well, if you're eaten by a monster, you're not around here anymore. So don't get eaten by monsters.
You know, I was going to have a great career as a liquor store robber. Then I got ate by a dinosaur.
Yep.
It wasn't a, I wouldn't say a large pool, would you?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Instead of combing the desert, he's combing the lake.
Yeah. I don't know how well combs would work on the lake. But they work pretty well
on
desert
another
and baseball.
That's another one we got to do is space bowls.
Oh, my God, yes.
I thought it was funny. I loaned it to my nephew. And I've been asking, he's had it for a while, and I've been asking it back. So he says into his phone, Siri, remind me to give Danae her space balls back. And then he goes, that's a sentence I never thought I'd say.
Nice.
Now we're going back into the fog. He ain't seen shit.
Oh, but he will. He will. You know, in an area this open, I'll make the comment just in a minute or two. Yep, there it is.
You know, it's kind of cute.
It is.
Yeah, lizard, lizard, lizard. Wait a minute, it changed colors. Didn't it used to be green?
Kind of a greenish. There it is. Well, it's a greenish grayish.
See, it's green. Greenish gray now. It was red a little bit ago.
Go, man, go. Zoom, zoom. And it's full reverse. Oh, dramatic. I mean, this is a fun movie to me. It's so silly, and then you've got the random, you know, high-speed chase and drugs or liquor store, and then the monster itself is pretty good.
And the music that goes all over the place.
It does, doesn't it? Sheriff, you almost done hit me.
And I look at it and you like an alligator.
Why are we using a flashlight in pure daylight? And I love the collar of that jacket. Look at that. Just poof, collar. Shut up.
Yeah, you know, Eric, he needs that flashlight because it's so freaking dark.
Yeah. Man, your whole town is going to have a story that nobody's going to believe after this. I'll tell you what. I tell you what. Is he wearing moccasins?
I didn't notice.
I'm going to save whatever that was for later. I don't know.
Da-dun, da-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun, dun.
Okay, so I think that lab is too small to have two men and equipment in at the same time.
Yeah, Steve is just standing just a little too close.
Yeah, did you see the kitten picture in the background? That was cute.
Mm. I'm starting to sense some tension between those two.
Mm.
And yes, I can make gay jokes as long as I'm not being mean. You did not. That's not what you told the duck.
Oh, so the story has changed.
The ADR, it's synced up to their mouth, but it sounds like it's coming from another room.
Yeah, the copy that they put on you, this copy right here on YouTube, is not the best, but the one on the Blu-ray is the best. Is like the absolute crispest. Everything is like gorgeous on it. You know, we should actually see if we can watch Legend of Dinosaurs and Monster Birds. That's a Japanese dinosaur movie. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think I watched an episode of Brandon Tanold's show about it.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, he did an episode on it, and it's a little bit crazier than what he said, honestly.
He sure didn't like Mystery of Monster Island.
You know, I actually saw that when I was a kid and had a fun time with it on TV. And it's not a bad flick. It's just, it's pretty dumb. And the reveal at the end, you just go, are you serious? For real? But it's a decent kids movie.
Well, you're probably going to be surprised by this, but you do know who the director is, don't you?
I can't remember right offhand.
Juan Pica Simon, the same guy that directed Pieces and Slugs, did Mystery of Monster Island.
That explains a lot, actually. You know, I believe it or not, I actually have a copy of Pieces within 6 feet of me right now. A copy of Slugs probably 3 or 4 blocks away.
I freaking love Pieces.
I haven't watched Pieces yet, but Slugs is pretty silly. It's one of those monster movies that you, or creature features, you just go all the way through. But dude, it's fun, especially if you look up the salad scene, like Slugs movie salad scene on YouTube.
I've seen it. Not the movie, but I watched Brandon's episode on it. Yeah, I'll pass.
That likes to eat people. Yeah, you be assertive there, Sheriff. Be assertive. Be a manly man. In your porn stash.
That thing. An Academy Award winner goes to
none of these guys and lady.
That's what I'm wondering. How are they gonna capture that thing and keep it from getting out and hurting people?
Not very well. Why don't you like dynamite or electrified train crackers?
And just how do you propose you're going to get it and put it in there?
Very carefully.
Could you just, I don't know, maybe move your eyebrow or something?
Man, we need you to react,
I can,
please. Thank you.
Now, he's not bad. He's not bad at all. The sheriff? The doc is just like, I don't know, he's just kind of mellow no matter what's going on.
Now we've got the Jaws music. Have you ever seen the Italian Jaws ripoff called Devilfish?
Yeah, I saw Devilfish.
Oh, their ripoff Jaws music is terrible.
So did Up in the Depths. The last shark did too, although not as blatant.
Gotcha. I love.
Yes, folks.
I've always wanted to get my hands on one of those. It's like a little mini tank.
A shark?
Oh no! The little thing on the screen here. Yeah, the little snowplow.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was like, why would you want to get your hands on a shark?
Because, actually, I wouldn't. They scare me. Now, sharks in movies and documentaries and everything, I absolutely love to death. And I adore sharks in real life, too. It's just that I had a close encounter with one close to 19 years ago. And the reefs over in Key West. So I'm kind of very, very not ever going back in the deep water ocean.
I don't blame you at all.
Yeah, that's one of those things that made me wet my wetsuit. We'll put it that way. There it is.
Body's hungry and pissed. Dun, dun. Yes, folks, I like cheesy shark movies and cheesy sea creature movies.
I do too. They're so much fun. You know, this Plesiosaur's got the Michael Myers stalker cam going pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for the mask to cover the camera.
Yeah.
Well, the thing looks good over here.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my stomach.
And they're inside a restaurant.
That is a cutaway.
I don't. It's like they're inside of a restaurant that's very close by, but they're not registering that there's something big and scary.
I'm sorry, but that one guy, he doesn't change expressions. He's so wooden.
Oh, God. I was chomped down by a land shark. Okay there, Cletus.
At least it wasn't a house shark.
Oh, God, we are never going to watch that again.
No, I'm not. I'm surprised you finished it.
It wasn't worth it.
Well, at least we didn't win it.
Yeah. Well, I got to admit to everybody, we tried to watch a movie called House Shark here on the show, and it did not go well, and we had to stop like halfway through because it was just, there's fun, bad movies like this one. This one's actually good, but I mean, there's fun, bad movies, but then there's movies that are so obnoxiously bad, and they were made to be obnoxiously bad, that it just drives me effing nuts, and I can't watch them.
Well,
and that's
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
Oh my God, he changed expressions. Did you see that? That was a monumental moment.
Yes, I did. Oh, look at that little VW van. It's adorable.
We had one of those when I was a kid, only ours was green.
Oh, that's awesome. We're going to shoot it. That's what we're going to do. Heard of a movie called Killdozer?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
It's ridiculous. We gotta do it on the show. Oh, We're going to thump them to death with a snowplow.
And as Cecil from Good Backflip says, Arnie died as he lived, stupidly.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Now, in what world does that look like an alligator?
I don't know, but did you see that blonde lady? She's just kind of looking at the other guy's chest going, I don't know what my lines are. Should I emote? Should I show emotion? Should I throw up? I don't know.
Oh, she shows way more emotion than the other, than the guy.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing about this. They were trying to make a good movie. It's just that all the continuity errors and the lack of post and the editing job and the fact that some of the acting is kind of wooden. I'm not saying I'm not enjoying it. I'm just saying there's a world of difference between a movie like this and frickin' House Shark.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least this movie has charm to it, you know? Something that just kind of makes you go, yeah, that was cool. It was fun. And those bell bottoms are killer, man.
Poor Mitch. What will he do without his soulmate?
Probably drink more. Or less.
And now the sheriff and the doctor are going to run off into the sunset together.
Hey, man, that makes him happy. Hey, I'm looking for a lab assistant. Want to be my hunchback? I can see him breathing in the background.
I thought I saw his foot twitch.
Yep. Everybody's just leaving this poor guy, except for the doctor. Like, the doctor is the most caring person here, and he's like showing support.
The caption said, damn warranty, instead of damn you, Arnie.
Well, that was the Crater Lake Monster. What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I really did. I mean, the acting was kind of spotty, and there's some subplots that came out of nowhere, but I thought it was fun.
It won. It definitely was. I mean, it's one of those pleasant, you hear about all these monster movies from the 70s. Some of them are just, are good, they're bad. This is one of the ones just like, oh, nice surprise. Very pleasant surprise.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, I think, now that I think about it, the hack editing job and the no post and the wooden acting just kind of adds to its charm.
It does. It does. It definitely does. And Dave Allen did a fantastic job with the stop motion animation for the plesiosaur. I mean, you know, you don't see movies with stop motion animation anymore unless you're watching something from like Aardman Films, or like something on YouTube that a person made for their for everybody's viewing pleasure.
I hope you stop enjoying them.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
It launched right into Cinemassacre review of Flash Gordon, and I had the TV cranked up so loud because I couldn't hear.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed. I mean, this, like I said, this is one of those movies that I could throw on pretty much any day and just have it on in the background and work with and do whatever I'm doing and have a smile on my face. That's how much I enjoy it. And it's pretty fast moving. You know, it's silly. They tried their best. They definitely got screwed by Crown International Pictures, but you know what? They made a pretty darn good flick. And I give everybody in this movie a high five for it.
I do too. They were actually trying to make a good movie. And in spite of the odds, they succeeded.
Yes, they did. Well, everybody, it's about 9:30-ish, give or take a few minutes. So I think we're gonna close the show down for this evening. Danae, thank you so much for joining me with the movie, and I'm really happy that you liked it.
I'm glad you suggested this.
Yeah, I'm the master of crap movies, but sometimes I pull out a good one. All right, everybody. So thank you so much for listening in and joining us for the Crater Lake Monster redo. And I'm glad we actually got it done tonight. And thank you for Blog Talk for fixing the issues that were occurring last week. And that's all we have for you this evening. And we will definitely be back next week. We're going to figure out what we're going to do in the next couple of days. I assume I'm going to be rather busy. So like I said, we'll definitely get something figured out for this coming weekend. And we'll definitely make sure it's fun for everybody. That's my stepfather. I have no idea what's going on out there. So anyway, all right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. And we in the Sludge Pit will be back next Sunday, most definitely.
We don't know what we're doing yet, but we'll do something.
The question is, do we ever know what we're doing? I said that joking. Yes, we do know what we're doing. I had to ask that.
But sometimes it's not until the last minute that we actually know.
Oh, my goodness. I just could not believe the timing. I mean, I literally got the as that last absolute second, I was able to get the studio up and us logged in, and then, poof, hey, there we go. We're at the show. It was really crazy.
We made it.
Yeah, and we did, and it was fun. So, all right, we'd like to bid everyone a good night, and we'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Where's the foghorn?